What's up, rock stars? Now, I know it's been a long time since we've talked. Seems like forever, and also seems like a blur all at once. I'll kind of explain that a little bit. I'm going to explain what's been going on with me, with the channel, the focus, a whole bunch of stuff. I'll give you guys a good preview of what's coming up, so I hope you'll be excited about that. There's a lot happening behind the scenes I'm going to tell you guys about, and in general, just kind of touch base with you guys and see how you guys are doing. So I'll go ahead and get started by just saying that I'm sorry. I'm sorry it's been so long since I updated. I even said I've had the Patreon update, I've had it where it says new update, and I've had this audio recording set up to record for like a week and a half. It seems like it's been forever. And so eventually I was like, I'll just write a quick thing saying it's coming soon. I'll work on it. It's coming soon. And now I'm just now getting to it. And I realize that, don't think that it's because I don't care because you guys know I live and breathe this community. I really do. It's the highlight of my day. And that's part of it's because I just enjoy it. I always have, even before I made a channel, but part of it's because it's like an escape from this crazy busy life. So let me talk a little bit about that. I made 4 videos last week where I filmed and edited them. I filmed a fifth. So I filmed 5 videos and edited 4 and published them. The next one's going to be up tomorrow. So it's a day off. It was going to be today, but I was up till 5 a.m. And then finally, I woke up and I edited this, but it was being obnoxious. My computer was slowing down. I needed to restart. I hadn't restarted it in forever. So I restarted my computer and had to change some registry stuff and do all that kind of stuff. And it just, I spent an hour because I went to export the video and it was going to be 3.5 hours for a 25 minute. I'm like, that's not right. Brought it down to 50 minutes when I did all the changes. So it was worth it. But my goodness, my computer was even sweating. So it's been rapid pace. I had a delivery at work, so I've been working on that. And so typically I work until about 9-ish. There was one time last week, one time where I was done by 6 p.m. at work instead of 10 or 11. So that was kind of nice. But, then I have to record and then edit, and it's just been crazy. So the only time I get to myself to really kind of spend and keep some level of sanity has been from about 1 a.m. to about 4 or 5 a.m. is what I've almost been doing, getting about 3 hours in there. But a lot of that ends up just being editing, to the point where I was falling asleep. I mean, that is my absolute limit right now. I don't think I could do any more than that. Not in the current circumstances that I'm at. It just isn't going to happen. So anyway, I've been really busy and I'm really sorry. I really am. But I hope you've enjoyed the content. Know that I'm always thinking about you guys, and I mean it every time I thank you in the video. Because you guys make all of this worthwhile. Not because of the money, because as you've seen in my monthly videos where I spend, $600, $400, whatever dollars a month on board games that I spend it. It's not like we're not rolling in money here, but you guys make the core of the community that the rest of the community is built around. You guys really do it. You guys are on here. You guys are on YouTube. You guys are on the Facebook group. You guys are just out there making this community so much better through just being you, which is why you guys are truly rock stars. So I'm always thinking about it. Let's get off that subject and talk about what's coming up, what I'm going to be looking at, some logistics, some growth, the future of the channel, big stuff, right? Next week, there are going to be 2 reviews. So I'm going to do a Bloodborne review and I'll be doing a Forest of Radgos review. So there are going to be at least 2 reviews there. Like I said, I am publishing a video that I filmed and edited. It's actually just now on YouTube. So I'll be posting that, on Monday and, Monday morning, and that'll be up, and that'll be a cool one. That's a top 10 anticipated Kickstarters of 2021. I did my games. This is the Kickstarters. I realize I'm doing top 10s for the year in February. Again, I have been busy. It's been rough, but enjoyable. I've had these planned for so long. I've had the list drawn up. I had to change it because 2 of the ones that I was anticipating have come out. I'm like, oh man, this is just rough. If I wait too much longer, it's gonna be bad. Okay. So anyway, but that's next week. So next week is going to be the video that I'm talking about now, the top 10 list, and then 2 reviews. And that's really all I have planned for next week. We'll see. stuff tends to come in and get bumped up, and I don't know. We'll figure it out. Bless my wife. She's been so understanding lately. Okay, so let's talk about the big stuff. I am approaching 20,000 subscribers, which is, for my amount of niche, I think quite impressive. Because there are a lot of channels around that size. That, granted, they started, you know, well after me and have, you know, gained traction quicker and will far surpass me when it comes to raw numbers, just because I am so focused, right? I'm very niche. And I think that's a strength for me. It means I'm focused, and you know what you get when you click my videos. And we all share that. It's not a thing where it's like, oh, well, I don't really care about 4X games, you know, so I'm not going to do that. Or, you know, oh, you know, this, the family friend, I don't know. There's just a wide variety of games, right? A lot of these channels will do pretty much any game that they, I don't know, I guess they find everything interesting or something. I'm not sure how they decide what to cover versus not cover on that. Maybe it's this popularity, I don't know. Maybe it's just anything that comes across their desk. But as you guys know, I still get propositioned to make videos, and I say no more often than yes. I say no thank you, but I appreciate the opportunity, and I wish you luck. But just because there's a lot of stuff I'm just personally not interested in, and the last thing I want to do is talk about stuff I don't care about. I think that sounds terribly boring. I can imagine, like, me going on there and be like, hey, there's this game, you're farming sheep or you're playing checkers or something like that. I don't know. Whatever. Here you go. Link down below. Like, that just sounds boring. So I'm very, very niche and very focused. And so 20,000 to me, I think, is quite impressive. As you know, we had that GoFundMe. We've been doing that. And so let's talk about kind of some future and growth and then what that means for me. So I don't know if you've known this at all, but I've said before, YouTube will never replace my job. It just never will. I'm a software developer, so I make enough to take care of my family of six. Not as much as you would think, because it is a family of six. And so we eat. I have two teenage boys that are 14, and they eat so much. Like, I may as well feed them money at this point. I think they would just get filled off of $100 bills. Like, it's insane. But whatever. They eat, like, whole pizzas and stuff. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And then are hungry 2 hours later. So anyway, it's fine. I'm glad I can provide, but that means that this work on YouTube was really focused on just being self-supportive and then allowing me to save up a little bit for growth and stuff like a con or something like that. So, and that's where we're at now, which is great. After the GoFundMe, I decided to tell my wife, because I felt, you know, if I thought this at all, like even as a shower thought, I should let inform my wife that I think there is technically a possibility that I could, but not just off this channel, or at least not just how I'm running it now. There are a multitude of ways that I could expand and really try and make a company, a business out of this, right? As opposed to just, I mean, you know, I'm me, as you know, so, you know, I'm a little anti that, if that makes sense. Maybe I'm not explaining it too well. I'll always be me. But, you know, technically, I guess in the future, years from now, would it be possible to build up to a point where I could actually do YouTube full time? And I think the answer is yes. I think there's multiple paths to that. None of them quick, especially when I can't, you know, take a breath to even do any part of it, right? But that is what it is. But that future and that growth comes, and what I've been seeing even just now, comes at the price of logistics. And I'm wallowing in that. I am being sucked up in that so hard that sounds weird, but you get what I'm saying. It is insane. I've started to where I don't even, like, I check email, but I don't read and respond to email until once a week. And I'll typically have about 60 to 80 messages, most of them being things that I really need to read through, research, respond to. I do struggle with just, like, I don't just, if somebody asks me for a board game, I very rarely don't respond at all. I typically do try to respond and say, oh, hey, you know, blah, 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 and all that. And you guys know how I am in the comments. I'm the same way in email, right? Or I'll write a big old long response to just saying no. Right? I mean, like, so it's kind of hard, and I've been helping some people, you know, when it comes to, like, early design stuff and talking to sponsors, and just it's getting to be a lot. On top of that, there's the you know, sending out the GoFundMe stuff and the prototypes and contacting them and doing all that. And it just, I get that I'm slow. And I guess what I'm saying is I'm trying. So if you sent me an email, if you sent me a Patreon message, if you've, you know, even just left me a comment or pinged me on Discord, or if you're waiting for something from me, I am really, really trying. It's just really hard to find the time to just say, like, you know what, for the next hour, this is all I'm doing. I'm not working on a video. I'm not researching something. I'm not looking into this, or I'm not setting up, you know, the shipment of this, you know, prototype, or seeing if this is a good fit for the channel, or, you know, whatever, all the multitude of different ways I'm being pulled. So if I were to, you know, I'm talking about future and expansion or anything like that, I think the first thing to do is just get somebody to help out with that. And maybe I can talk to my wife about that. I'm not sure. I'm resistant to suck her up into anything, because she's, you know, busy with four kids and this house and everything like that. And I know she does a lot too. So I don't know what the answer is to that, but I got to figure something out, because this, I'm already pretty much at a point where this isn't working, and it's just going to get worse as more people contact me, as more, you know, ask things, or the community grows, and I need to support the community and be a part of that. And I need, like, somebody to be able to, like, screen things and really, you know, even provide some answers to some things or summarize things to me, or, I mean, I don't know. I'll figure it out, but that's definitely a problem. And it needs to be fixed. And I'm aware of it. The problem is, when you're so swamped, where do you get the time to fix it? Like, where do I get the time to solve that? What day of the week do I have for that? I don't know. Did a lot of work yesterday, all day Saturday, on this video. And working on another video, playing through Bloodborne so I can get a review out to you guys, and taking notes on that and reading the rule book. I read the rule book to Force of Radgost and contacted them in email because they messaged me about some rule changes. And it just, and then you look up at the clock and suddenly it's dinner time, right? And it's like, well, you know, I haven't even played Bloodborne yet. So we play Bloodborne, and by the time we're done with that, it's like 11 p.m. And it's like, well, okay, now I need to record this video. So then I record the video and I'm done with that by 2 a.m. And it just, that was my Saturday, right? And now today, it's a Super Bowl today. I'm recording this at 5:16 right now on Sunday, and I got some family over. I locked my door and am recording this for you guys instead of spending time with my family, because I know I need to get this out. And I felt I was thinking about this while I was, you know, out there, you know, eating, you know, little cheeses and sausages and stuff, and, you know, watching the game, and I just showing them my Warhammer stuff and being nerdy, of course. But I was like, I got to record this for you guys. I got to get something out here. So that's what I'm doing. And that, I guess, leads me to this work-life balance thing that I've not figured out. It's more like a work-what-life balance. It's, my wife has been so understanding lately. And I don't know how, or why, I guess, really. I guess it helps that she knows that I'm working, but, yeah, you know, the four videos last week were so much. Recording five. I recorded five videos. I planned to launch five, but again, by the time it was 4 a.m., I'm like, I'm not editing. I'm just going to save it for tomorrow. It's just, you know, my channel's not going to die if I don't release this video right now. That's what I have to tell myself. I don't mean that part to be a downer. I'm going to end on a good note. Don't worry about it. But I don't know the answer to how to balance this. I'm a naturally obsessive person. That's why I have this whole YouTube channel, because I can't just play board games. I got to talk about it and run a YouTube channel about it, because that's just, I guess, how I'm wired. And I hate not doing anything. I always want to be doing something. So, yeah, I mean, it just, I got to figure it out. Maybe try and take a step back and figure out how to manage this better. I want to say, again, if it wasn't for the logistics, I would love to just record on Saturday and have Sunday completely off, or something like that, right? Like, record several videos, do all of that. The problem is, a lot of these videos, like when I review Solomon Kane, the amount of hours that went into playing Solomon Kane and reading Solomon Kane and talking at length to Leo, my wife can talk about this. I might have spent hours talking to him, clarifying roles, making sure I understood intention and all this and that, and kind of talking through things so that I'm playing it correctly, so that I'm reviewing it correctly. Because if I'm going to be talking for an hour and a half in a review, I need to make sure I know what the heck I'm talking about, right? I got to do that due diligence. Now, he said that's unusual, but it's just how I do reviews. So a lot of time goes into that stuff. And, you know, so it's like, if I were to spend a whole Saturday, I don't know if I could play enough. Like, I'll have to do things throughout and maybe I just film on Saturday and then edit on Sunday. And then at least I'm not having being swamped each day. But I do work every day. I don't know. I don't know the answer. I'll let you know when I figure it out. That's not to say I'm going to be doing less videos. I will be doing less than 4 a week. Don't get used to that. I'm just trying to get caught up here. And I'm still so far behind. There are still 3 unboxings that I have not edited and published yet. I have an FDM printer here that I have not opened yet. I've had it for 2 days now. I need to build that and research it and do all that. I mean, that's going to take several days worth of work just to make that video. I still have Kingdom Rush and Box sitting next to me. I need to unbox and film and do that. I have another prototype coming I need to do. I might have to try and keep doing these 4 a week just to get through it all. Or drop some. I never reviewed Dark Rituals, right? I mean, I never reviewed Super Fantasy Brawl or Etherfields, or my Rampart unboxing has been wallowing. I need to contact them to get logistics to get the stretch goal stuff, because I'm missing a box of stretch goals. I want to include that in the unboxing because it's some of the new stuff. But at this point, it's so. I mean, it just. Sorry. let's swap gears. You guys don't need to hear about all my problems. Especially the first world problems. That's just pettiness. I love what I do, and you guys are awesome. That's all that really needs to be said. Okay, what's coming up? I'm gonna move off that. What's coming up? This is next few weeks, perhaps, right? So I got, like I said, the top 10 anticipated Kickstarters of 2021. I got the Forest of Radgos review. I got the Bloodborne review. I'm going to be trying to get them both, all three of those out in the following days. I'm going to have a news update. I've just been, what I do now is I create a news update and I schedule out to a time where I think about enough has happened. And then just every time a news comes up, I just get a link and paste it, get a link and paste it, get a link and paste it. I'll read through like a little bit of it. So I'll spend about 20 minutes or so kind of researching and figuring out, is this worthwhile or not? And then I need to, like, once it's there, I need to, like, refresh, and so I open up all the tabs, and I read through them fully again, and do all that. Again, many, many hours into that, but it'll be worth it. A special, a top 10 Kickstarters of all time, my list, not yours. So, like, all lists on this channel. I'm going to be doing a new sponsored video. I'm going to be guest starring on a tiny podcast. As you guys know, I don't do things based off of how popular they are. I do it based off of whether or not I think it's a good idea, or if I like the person, or if I've previously said yes, which I say yes to maybe too often. I said yes to this, you know, guest starring on a podcast a while back before I was releasing 4 videos a month, like last year. And so they pinged me up, like, hey, you want to do that? And I was like, oh, yeah, I said I would. I'll make it happen. I'll figure it out. I think it's probably about 2 hours. Well, I'll let you guys know when that comes up. Let's see. Osworn Minis unboxing. I've unboxed them with their detachable arms and whatnot. The hips plastic. A new prototype that hasn't really been seen in the wild yet. I'll be showing that off. Plus a Ragnarok prototype. That's right. I will be getting a Mythic Battles Ragnarok prototype. Monolith has never done prototypes before. They're starting to do that. They're starting to change. I like that. And they contacted me seeing if I wanted to do it. Now, I never got a chance to review a Mythic Battles Pantheon. I have an entire, this was back when I did scripts, an entire script written to review Mythic Battles Pantheon with every single pro and con that I made. And maybe I'll release it. Maybe I'll do something special and release that too. I don't know. I'd have to look back on it and see if it's any good. It was so long ago. Maybe it's like some old style. I'm like, oh gosh, that's cringe. So we'll see. I'll see about that. But Ragnarok is a good excuse to be able to review the system for you guys anyway, or at least my thoughts on it. And I'll obviously show off something that I think is going to be great anyway. So that's what's coming up. That's pretty much my life for the foreseeable future. We're right under 20 minutes, so I think that's a great time to stop. I won't take up any more of your time. But guys, thank you again so much for everything you do. Thank you for being here, for being such amazing rock star people. I could not be luckier. I could not be happier. And I'm just glad to be among you guys, because I think I'm cooler because of you. If that makes sense. All right, I'll let you go. Take care, guys. Bye.